A couple things at the regular assembly meeting that I wanted to bring up. One came up at the last meeting, that is this resolution on a naming thing, a policy for naming things after people.
The assembly asked me to draft a policy, which I did, and the policy basically would state that naming places, public places or things after people would be, you'd require a public vetting or a public hearing, including written documentation to be received. And also, probably the more critical issue would be that a five-year delay for naming somebody after they pass, after their death.
There's also a discussion item on the agenda that has to do with summer tourism and the Chilkoot Corridor.
Tom Morfitt, Assemblymember Morfitt, has asked to put this on the agenda as a discussion item. Actually, he would like to see a resolution, and I expect Mr. Morfitt to actually make a motion to make a determination for a moratorium on issuing permits in the Chilkoot River Corridor. I know that there's a matter of opinion whether or not the borough needs to, or if it's a smart, I shouldn't say smart, but whether it's strategic to put a moratorium before we have a meeting with parks, which is scheduled right now for Wednesday night. The superintendent of parks will be here in Haines to discuss with us many issues in the parks, but one of them being the Chilkoot Corridor.
A couple of Heliski-related issues came up in your manager report as the season is apparently winding down.
Yes, the weather has not been, the weather's been brutal to the Heliski industry this year, yes.
We've also been trying to get this new group together to work through map changes.
Right, and we do have a group that has representatives from Clukwan, from LCC, from ADFNG, from the industry itself, and from neighborhoods and other tour operators. But then our facilitator fell apart. So there is an agreement among people that they would be willing to meet, you know, preliminarily to determine whether or not we've got areas of agreement that maybe we can move forward without needing a professional facilitator.
We recently had a new fire chief elected.
Yes, Al Giddings, who has been, he was a fire chief in ADAC for many, many years. He was also a fireman in Los Angeles. So he has had a very varied career in firefighting. And I think that everybody is very pleased that he had been elected to the fire department.
Beyond Tuesday's regular assembly meeting, there's, as we've mentioned, a lot of other things going on.
Right.
Prior to that assembly meeting, there'll be a budget committee.
Right.
Meeting.
Budget committee. And we're going through Fund 01. Fund 01 is basically public works in the town site, policing in the town site, and canine control in the town site. It's those three things.
And then Wednesday, as you mentioned, is state parks meeting.
Yep.
Thursday is a big one.
With the university timber sale. Mm-hmm. Then they will be here. That will be here at the Chilkat Center. I would like to say that there's a couple of documents that have been published. The HEDC, Haines Economic Development Corporation, has published what we call a scoping document. And that outlines for the community and the university. It provides a framework for a discussion of what questions need to be asked, what answers should we have to mitigate maybe some of the more negative aspects of the proposal, or to maybe help to increase the benefit to the community locally. You know, how will we deal with the workforce? How will we deal with the transition after 10 years and the timber harvest is over? Are there other alternatives, et cetera, et cetera? So that's a great scoping document. Also, I want to mention that the McDowell Group baseline economic study draft, I want to emphasize that it's a draft, that will be discussed at a public meeting on Monday night in Haines, and then they're taking it to Mosquito Lake on Tuesday night. And that report will be presented by McDowell, and I think they'll take input from people in the community. So